Hey friends, Allison Creamer here, and it has been quite some time since we have done a podcast. But what I want to share with you today is an exciting story about an adorable woman who was looking for a vacation home here in the oceanfront area. I'm going to give you a little bit of the backstory so that it makes sense why this one is definitely worth sharing. So I met Pat quite a few years ago. Her daughter was working with me in real estate, and over the years I've helped her and her family purchase a few homes, and she recently went through a big change, had lost her husband unfortunately, and found herself coming to the beach a lot more to visit her daughter. So Pat was ready to buy a condo over in this area to keep having to commute and just have a place to kind of get away. And so we started looking at condominiums, and most of them were going to be in high rises because we knew this was going to be a second home. And we kept coming up against views and locations that were wonderful, but the prices were just really out of sight when it came to the condominium dues. And out of the blue, I decided one day, you know, let me check towards the oceanfront just to see if there was anything that had popped up. So we set a plan to go out, look at a few homes, and the last one we were going to look at was the oceanfront. As we got through our tour that day, we started running behind and, you know, got about an hour and a half, almost 2 hours off of the tour. So when we got to the oceanfront, we went to, obviously, the property, and while we were there, the association manager and a couple neighbors, you know, kind of curious as to see what the unit looked like, introduced themselves, came in and chatted. So Pat and I discussed this property as an option because it overlooked Rudy Inlet. Outside of Chicks Beach, she hadn't thought about looking down towards the oceanfront, and this one was, gave a different kind of lifestyle. So there's the backstory. This is how we ended up at the condominium near Rudy Inlet. So the property that we had originally looked at needed a lot of work, and we almost ruled it out, kind of gave it more thought. And the association manager that had popped their head in during that time frame mentioned that there was somebody else that was going to be selling in that building. I looked on the MLS and I didn't see any other active listings. And ironically, the association manager came downstairs, asked to see if the potential seller was in that weekend, and lo and behold, he was. So our lining of events is starting to come now. So we're 2 hours behind on our property tour. We happened to run into an association manager, and now the other part-time resident who is thinking about selling their house is actually in town that weekend. A lot of this, we look back and realize it had to have been divine intervention. So they make the call, and we'll say Carl was home, and we go to his condominium unit. We look around, and my client is in love. It is absolutely everything that she was looking for. It's totally perfect. It fits a lifestyle that she really needs. It fits the location. She definitely can see, you know, new memories and her family enjoying this condominium. So as we're looking at the unit, I asked Carl what his asking price is because he is a for sale by owner. It wasn't listed. And he tells us it's about $30,000 higher than what she can afford. At that point, I look at my client with those hard eyes and basically tell her, do not say a word. Let's just get through this showing. When we get down into the lobby, of course, my client's heart is broken. She wants this unit. She loves it. The gentleman is selling it with everything in it, all the furniture, the kitchen, everything, which, of course, again, makes it absolutely perfect for my buyer. So I ask her to go home and really think what would be the best offer she could put forward. We are doing a cash offer. We are trying to close in a week or two. So after some more contemplation and talking to the seller, I realize that my buyer and him are in similar situations. He had just recently lost his wife about 6 months previous, so there was an emotional connection there. So we put an offer together, I presented it, and the seller said no. It was way too low. He wasn't able to take it. And I just, my heart broke for my client. So I did let him know, unfortunately, that was her best foot forward. She wasn't able to make any more changes to the offer. We didn't want to go back and forth and negotiate. We just wanted to give him a fair price and the best that we could do right up front. Fast forward a couple days. Of course, my buyer is heartbroken and we start looking again. And I get a call from Carl. So Carl explains to me all the wonderful benefits of this condominium. And of course, I tell him, Carl, the unit is sold. She wants it. That's not the problem. We gave you our absolute best price. We gave you the tip top. We didn't negotiate back and forth because she just felt like that was the right thing to do. So we closed that conversation. And again, I was not optimistic that this was going to work out. Within 15 minutes, I get a call from Carl, who negotiated a few of the personal belongings and finally accepted my buyer's number. I was over the moon. I call Pat, and she is just more than delighted. I mean, her entire world is opening up. You know, from the loss of a husband, it's obviously difficult to move on. So this condominium just meant new life in a new chapter. So to skip past a few of the back and forth kind of stuff, this is where it absolutely just warms my heart and is so adorable. We do our home inspection, and obviously the condo is in relatively excellent condition, little to no problems there. We do our walkthrough, and this is why I think this was divine. You see, Pat and Carl are of similar age and lifestyle and even some of their background. And it was so cute. During the walkthrough, Carl had put some homegrown tomatoes in the kitchen with a sweet little note and his phone number. I just thought that was precious. We're getting ready to leave the walkthrough, and of course, Carl and Pat are both almost in tears because they both recognize they're closing a chapter and opening up a chapter in their lives. But what was so adorable is the sweet flirtations between the two of them. I just could not tell you how overwhelming and joyous it was to be a part of that transaction and to be able to see two people who clearly needed each other, in a sense, come to an agreement and create such a win-win environment. It just makes me feel really good to be a real estate agent in that scenario. Now, what's even a little bit more adorable is a few days after closing, Carl calls me to say that he came across some paperwork and wanted to know if I thought Pat would like it. And of course, I grinned a little bit on the phone and said, oh, I'm sure she would love it. And I could hear him smiling when he said, well, do you think I could have her phone number? Now, that's the end of my story. And maybe one day we'll do an update to see, did Carl and Pat ever get together?